Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Pachyuk. Batting third. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting second. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Len Matuszek. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jimmy Key. And now, play ball. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Pachyuk moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby takes first base on ball four. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Hill and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a pop-up towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Hill reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver juggles the ball. That's an error on Seaver. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Witt reaches second base with a double. Matuszek goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a line drive towards the mound. Key reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 0. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullinix strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Mosby reaches second base with a double. Garcia goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Upshaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mosby scores. It's 5-0, Blue Jays. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek is 0-for-1 in the game. Matuszek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Witt reaches second base with a double. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Barfield takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Witt moves to third. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the mound. Seaver catches it and throws to first to double up Barfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Key covering, for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Blue Jays. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell strikes out. One out. Len Matuszek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matuszek is 0-for-2 in the game. Matuszek hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Fallon now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matuszek moves to third. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Barfield hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Matuszek tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Blue Jays. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fallon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-2 in the game. Salazar hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garth Eorg pinch hits for Rans Mullenix. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg takes first base on ball 4. Garcia moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fallon fields it and throws to third for the out. Eorg moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Eorg moves to third. Mosby moves to second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is walked intentionally. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jeff Burrows pinch hits for Len Matuszek. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a fly ball into right field. Patchy Orrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hewlett. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Hewlett steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hewlett moves to third. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Tim Hewlett now playing third base. Brian Little now playing second base. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Key covering, for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.